welcome to ISC 2018 in Amsterdam. My name is Victoria Barella, and you are listening to the first Trade Show Minute podcast. I'm here with founder Gary Kay. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Well, this is our first podcast, and
of 2018.
2018, yes. It's February, not January now. We have everyone set up, running around today. This is a very good pre-show day. Let me know, why are we here this year? I mean, what's this different this year? I know there's a lot of new things going on, so if you can just explain what Rave is doing new this year.
Well, we'll be doing the same thing we've been doing the last 6 or 7 years at ISC. We'll be shooting videos at every single booth on the show floor, so we'll have a sort of a video catalog of everything that goes on at the show. Of course, you'll be recording probably 40, 50. Well, I look on the wall here, and it looks like you have about 50 or so podcasts.
50 at least. We've got three full days and half a day on Friday. We only have 2 slots left. So if anyone is listening and we need to, you know, fill in, please do go online. And that would be at ravepubs.com/ISC2018. You can probably find that and sign up.
Yeah. And we also, in addition to the podcasting and videos, we also have already written, I don't know, at least a couple of hundred stories that are on the website now. The exact address you gave, you can go to ravepubs.com to find it. So we're basically here to cover the whole show.
Yeah. What else? So we've got, where can we find that again? One more time.
Ravepubs.com. And I would like to talk about a couple of the new technologies that people are going to see and we're going to talk about here at the show, if you got some time for that.
Yeah, sure. Go for it. I know that there's some kind of light show going on Thursday, so I'm pumped to see that. Anything that you have seen maybe in the past year that you're expecting to see this year, or maybe an improvement of that?
Well, the show's going to be a lot bigger. There's 15 halls instead of 13 like there were in past years. They actually built 2 temporary halls for the show. As you said, there's a new projection mapping and light show combination on the water up by the museum. The museum's on the Nautilus Museum up on the almost to the ocean. we're gonna be covering that. Some of the big trends for ISC 2018 are going to be AV over IP. That's going to be the big theme. Like last year, 2017, it was collaboration boards. This year will be AV over IP. That'll be like the big theme for the show. There's at least probably 75 to 100 manufacturers that will have different AV over IP products, H.264 products, 1 gig network products, and 10 gig network products. A lot of laser projectors, having walked around the show floor a little bit this morning, a lot of laser projectors, a lot of LEDs. This is the largest presence of LEDs I've seen. Of course, OLED was huge last year with what LG did here at the show. And, you know, Dante, the audio networking standard, is now everywhere. Everyone's decided that is the way they're going to go. And a whole bunch of new tools that will help your job and everyone else's job make it easier, both for programming, some programming simplification things, some new control systems out there, including Barker's Overture. That'll be popular here at this show. And a bunch of new little sort of adapter kind of Band-Aid widgets and things like that I think are fun to discover here at the show.
Speaking of LED, this year we have our sponsor for Rave Radio. So that's Apsyn. I'm super happy to interview them on day one of the show, which is Tuesday. But today of the pre-show day, on Monday, we have some events going on. We have the opening keynote, which we're all attending. I can't wait. And there's a reception afterwards.
Yeah, we're actually going to have someone there covering the keynote. We're going to live tweet it. And we're also going to write a story about it. So you can go to ravepubs.com tonight and read the story. A huge shout out to Apsyn. And we can't do this without our sponsors. All of them, if you go to ravepubs.com, you can see them all listed on our site. Please go and visit them. But Apsyn, world's largest exporter of LEDs from China, ABSEN. You can find them on the web by just Googling Apsyn, ABSEN. Of course, you can go to our website, and it will take you directly to their site as well because they're a sponsor. But they specialize in LED, both indoor and outdoor, and they have all different pixel pitches. That's the future of displays is probably LED. I mean, it's going to take a while, right? I mean, projection is going to be hard to displace and direct view LCD, but one day we're going to see everything LED, don't you think?
Yep. You can find their products too and their support on Apsyn.com, ABSEN.com.
And, thanks for saying that. And so we appreciate them supporting this. we really appreciate you joining us, coming in from Chicago to man our trade show minute. You did a phenomenal job last year. It's great to have you part of our team, and Absin's lucky to have you as our podcast host for the entire show. And we're going to be, like I said, she's going to be posting about 50 podcasts at raypubs.com, so you should check them all out.
Yep, this is my fourth trade show. I believe this is, what, your 15th? Maybe one missing here and there?
Yeah, I think this is the 15th ISE, my 14th ISE. I think I missed 1 year, but it's amazing how far I was taking the taxi here this morning. It's amazing how I was saying to Pat in the taxi, it was amazing how much the show has grown from the first year in Geneva, Switzerland, which was a cool place to have a show, but it was freezing cold and really small, and to this 15 halls, I don't know, twice the size, maybe somewhere around twice the size of Infocom, probably mm-hmm. Five to eight times the size of Cedia. I mean, it's the biggest show worldwide in AV, and of course, mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be here.
Right, that's the commercial and residential side.
Yeah, and that is something unusual about it, is it does cover both commercial and residential AV technology. And it's going to start looking more like a networking show with the networking companies here. Mm-hmm. Netgear, for example, is launching a new switch that's specifically for 10 gig routing of AV signals. Mm-hmm. Of course, Cisco's here as well, and all the software-based codec companies. So a lot of changes over the last year. I'm excited to be able to report them. The big news will come towards the end of the show when you're able to look back and see what we missed, and I'll join you at the end of the show.
Yep, we'll have a bunch of blogs on. Just check out our socials. We have it everywhere, Rave Pubs.
Yeah, just look for us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and, of course, our website. You can get all of it, ravepubs.com.
Yep, and then for the show, you could get ravepubs.com/ISE2018.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you, and I'm sure I'll catch up with you at the end of the week.